So it's been since May, I forgot to look, May 20-something since the last time that I spoke. So y'all hadn't heard this Southern drawl voice speak for a while. And the last study was on patience. And this study is on patience. So this will be patience number two. Today's date is August 20th, 2019. And I appreciate all the prayers as I was walking through the valley with the family. And I tell you, you really don't know unless you've been there and feel the prayers yourself, because there was one time I went, 4 days with maybe 2 hours of sleep the entire time. But to be totally honest with you, I never was tired until I just sat down and was still for a little bit after that 4 days and I crashed. But, and I know I gave all the support to the Lord and the prayers of you guys for me and the family, because I know that's where the support came from. But, and even with that, that's where patience comes in. We don't have to look hard or far at all to see patience, where patience is needed, and patience is tied in with the love of the saints and the fruit of the Spirit. So we'll get on in with this, and I'm going to open up with prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, dear Lord, for this day, and Lord, for all the blessings you give us in it. Lord, we thank you for that you did on the cross, and Lord, that you did from before the foundation in creating this body that we know that you showed the Apostle Paul to give to the world. Lord, we ask that you search our hearts for those that need a healing or comforting touch. And Lord, those that are just on the top of our mind, Lord, be with Gary and Lanny as they're struggling, Lord. And be with Roger as he continues to heal in his process. And Lord, be with us. We all have family members that need a healing or comforting touch, or somebody that may even need to know the truth. Lord, just put the words on our heart to deliver it to them, to help bring them to know the truth rightly divided, or just to know you, Lord, as their personal Savior. Lord, be with me tonight as I open this message, and let it be to the hearers, either here or the ones at a later date, to be edified with this message, Lord. For it's in your precious name I pray. Amen. Again, tonight is going to be my number two study on patience. And, you know, many believers are paying for their lack of patience because they just don't give God time to work in His time. Because everybody on this page knows that God is going to work on His time and not on ours. God intervenes in situations, but lots of people are fighting with God to do it our own way or our own will when He's trying to protect us, and we get ourselves in trouble. God says, you want it, but you don't want to listen. Go ahead. We say that all the time to our children, our family members. You know, just be patient. It'll come to you. Israel was impatient and didn't allow the Lord to work in their situations. They pushed their own agenda several times, and what they get? They got evil kings for it. During the trials in the wilderness, God gave them food that they wanted in full until it was coming out of their nostrils. Impatience draws us away from God. Patience draws us closer to God, revealing a heart that trusts and is confident in the Lord. God rewards patience, and it strengthens our faith. Having patience can be hard. We all know that. But it's our weaker moments where God reveals His strength. Everybody here is a testimony to that. There's a few quotes. Patience is not the ability to wait, but the ability to keep a good attitude while waiting. Having a good attitude is Christ-like and makes one shine as a light, just like the fruit of the light in Ephesians 5:8-9. For you were sometimes darkness, but now you are light of the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the Spirit, or fruit of the light, is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. Another quote, you cannot rush something you want to last forever. In life there comes you need to slow down. You can't hurry love. You can't puff pastries. You can't rush money. You can't rush things, as in cooking. Living requires that you taste as you go along. That was by Kathleen Flynn. Be careful about rushing God's timing. You never know who or what He is protecting you or saving from you. Patience is a virtue of the fruit of the Spirit. That's why you see many people without patience these days, even body members. I, for one, am head of the list. Don't put me behind the wheel and rush all traffic, because that's when I have the least patience. Today, I got behind a dump truck on Main Street in Anderson. He done sat through an entire green light and didn't even turn left when it was his turn. He could have pulled up in the middle of the intersection, but did he? No, he did not. You can tell I see a lot of frustration in my voice. I did a U-turn, went around to the next row, and did a block around, you know, and come out in front of him where he was going to come out and get in front of him. Well, guess what? I got caught with the red light right there, and he went on by. So I was still stuck behind this guy. There you go. What did it get me? It just got me a little frustrated, but it didn't get me nowhere, no faster, or anything else. So if I just sit there and just thought about a hymn of the Lord or something like that, no, I took the matters in my own hands and decided to do it my way, and God just proved to me that I was just ignorant in what I was doing. I could have just laid back and took it easy and everything would have been fine. We need patience when things aren't going our way. We need patience when that boss gets on your last nerve. We need patience when you're running late to work and the driver in front of you is driving like a grandma and you just want to scream at them in anger. Well, I got to raise my hand again. Me, that's me. We need patience when we know someone has been slandering us or sinning against us. We need patience when debating matters with others. I can personally say, as being the personal representative of my dad's estate, I'm coming across people that I definitely am using patience with, because they come in and they're looking at, well, you know, they're blaming, they're doing all sorts of things that are, they don't know what they're talking about. So I have to back off and just not let my southern redneck come out, because that would do nothing for my walk with the Lord as a testimony, and it might put me in jail too. So that there's a couple of different reasons for not doing that, but the main one is that my walk is presented to be the fruit of the light. I mean, if I'm going to be a teacher or a representative of God's Word, it's my job to follow through with what I teach and what I study. We need patience when we're teaching others and they keep getting off track. We need patience in our everyday life. We have to learn how to let go and let God work in us to calm us. Sometimes we have to pray to the Spirit for help with patience for dealing with certain situations. In Romans 5:3-4, Paul says, and not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience. and patient experience and experience hope. Through tribulations, we have to learn patience, because you have to deal with it, and then you rely on God to pull you through it and let God do His job. How did I do that? I got it backwards. We have five in scriptures, examples in scripture. Well, actually, I have 25 examples in scriptures of patience. One, Galatians 5:22. But the fruit of the Spirit is joy, patience, kindness, goodness, and faithfulness. Without a doubt, patience is right in the middle of all that, and it's all centered in love. Colossians 3:12. Oh yeah, by the way, you guys, get your Bibles out, because my backup poster's not here, and Ron's not quite up to the savvy of posting just yet. So, and I tend to go through this pretty quick, so you better have your Bibles out and opening them up. I want to hear some ruffling of pages out there. Colossians 3:12. Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Again, this just falls into our everyday circumstances that we come across with family members or those that we come in contact with on a daily basis. Be an example as the elect, the chosen of God, the ecclesia that we are. We show others by example as to how to handle situations. In 1 Thessalonians 5:14, and we urge you, brothers, to admonish the unruly, encourage the faint-hearted, help the weak, and be patient with everyone. Again, that's just the attitude that we carry on a daily basis. The Apostle Paul is telling the Thessalonians this in early Acts. In Ephesians 4, 2 and 3, that we, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, accepting one another in love, diligently keeping the unity of the Spirit with that peace that binds us. And in James 1:19, my dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. I don't say patience, but patience is rounded up within those statements. God steals, but Satan makes you rush and make ungodly and unwise choices. We have to learn Satan's voice versus God's voice. In Matthew, Satan was rushing Jesus. He was basically saying that this is an opportunity to you receive the blessings of the Father, which was a lie. He was rushing Jesus to do something instead of thoroughly examining everything and trusting the Father. This is what Satan does, not only to Christ, but to us. In Matthew 4:1-7, then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, see, the devil knew he was weak. He was afterwards and hungered. And when the tempter came to him and said, if thou be Son of God, command these stones to be made of bread. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Then the devil take him up to the holy city and set him on the pinnacle of the temple and said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear up thee, lest any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. So he was tempting him. And Jesus said unto him, it is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Sometimes we have an idea in our head and we rush and pursue the idea instead of waiting on an answer from the Lord. Sometimes we pray for things and we see something that seems similar to our prayer. Know that it's not always from God. For example, you pray for a spouse and you find someone who professes to be a Christian, but it's not a truly a Christian. Now, that's going back to my single days. I prayed for a spouse and I got the right spouse. I can honestly say that. We must be patient because Satan can give you what you prayed for, but it is always a perversion of what you prayed for. If you're not patient, you will rush and you will hurt yourself. Many pray for things such as houses and cars and good at a good price. When you don't have the patience and you can rush and buy that house for a good deal or that car for a good deal, but there might be problems that you don't know about. Be patient and God will get you what you need. Satan sometimes puts what we have been praying for in front of us because we think they are from God. We must be still. Don't rush into every decision which can lead to a lot of mistakes. Don't pray and do what you want to do. Don't pray and say God didn't say no because I guess it's His will. Be still and wait on the Lord. Trust in Him. What is meant for you will be there for you. There is no need to rush. Number 7, the Psalms 46:10, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations and I will be exalted in the earth. Number 8, Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him and He will make straight your paths. We must not start doing our own thing. Wow. Let it go, honey. Many people say God is taking too long and they rush into things. Then they end up in a terrible situation blaming God. God, why didn't you help me? God, why didn't you stop me? God was working, but you didn't allow Him to finish His job. God knows what we don't know, and He sees what we don't see. He never takes too long. We just need to stop thinking that you are smarter than God. If we don't wait on God, we can end up in a bad way. Many people are bitter and angry at God because, really, we get angry ourselves daily and say, I should have waited. I should have been patient. In Proverbs 19:3, this is the ninth one, the foolish of man ruins his way, pretty much what I just said, and his heart rages against the Lord. This is just a foolish man, and then he goes and blames the Lord. Proverbs 13:6. Godliness guards the path of the blameless, but the evil are misled by sin. Patience involves love and is entwined with love, surrounded by love, covered by love. Patience is the epitome of Christ. Patience is the epitome of the Apostle Paul. Patience is the epitome of all of the great men of Scripture. David, Solomon, all of them. God isn't, well, let's start that with Solomon. He was he was kind of impatient and did against the Lord. Let's strike Solomon from that. God is patient toward man. Mankind commits the vilest sins before the Holy God every day, and God allows them to live. Sin grieves God, but God waits for his people with kindness and patience. When we are patient, that is a reflection of his great love, and it displays our walk, making us as children of light or sons of light. In Ephesians 5:10, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. We are patient when we tell our kids something 300 times over and over again. God is patient with you, and he has had to tell you or me something 3,000 times over and over again. God's patience toward us is to a greater degree than our patience towards mankind, friends, family, co-workers, spouse, or even strangers. Our patience has no comparison to God's. Number 11 is the love chapter. 1 Corinthians 13:4. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. Patience is centered around love. It all encompasses. In Romans 2:4, or do you show contempt for your riches of kindness, forbearance, patience, not realizing that God's kindness is intended to lead you to repentance? In Exodus 34:6, then the Lord passed by in front of him and proclaimed, the Lord God, compassionate and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in loving kindness and truth. Slow to anger. Another example of how God's patience was so great with the nation of Israel is looking through Exodus, or just looking through the Old Testament, looking through the New Testament. Throughout Scripture, you can see where God is so patient with man. And when he does get tired of them, well, you can pretty much count there is a mark in Scripture that a great calamity takes place. A flood is an example. Cutting Israel off is an example. When he's had it his fullest to the full, something is going to happen, and it's going to be a worldwide event that you can't help but see it. Just like the next big event as the appearing of our Lord, that's going to be so big that there's nobody in this world is not going to see it. And at that point, you can pretty much say the Lord's had his fill of it, and the fullness of the body has taken place. In the 14th verse, 2 Peter 3:15, bear in mind that our Lord's patience means salvation. As Peter expounds about Paul as he wrote with the wisdom that God gave him. And then 2 Peter 3:15-16. And that account that the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul also, according to the wisdom given unto him, hath written unto you, as also in all his epistles, speaking to them of these things. See, the apostle Paul had patience with Israel, with the Gentiles. Reading through Galatians, he put up with a lot. We need patience in prayer. We must not give up in prayer. Sometimes you have to keep knocking on God's door for months or years until God finally says, okay, here it is. We must endure in prayer. Perseverance shows how bad you want something. We pray for our grandchildren, and I know you all have prayed for your grandchildren or family members, and sometimes it just seems like it's an empty prayer, but we know that the Lord hears our prayers, without a doubt. But it's working on His time and not ours. So don't expect it to happen because you want it to happen when it don't happen at that instant. Because in Romans 12:12, Paul says, rejoice in hope, be patient in afflictions, be persistent in prayer. Be patient in afflictions. We all know family members that have afflictions. In Philippians 4:6, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be known to God. That supplication is a supply. Supply is a associated with supplication. Supplication is prayer, earnest prayer. But when you break it down, it's a supply. God supplies those that is in His will, that if it's within His will, they will get that prayer. In Psalms 40:1-2, for the director of music of David, a psalm. I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and the mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. And here we know that this rock is an example of Christ and on the sure footing that He's speaking of here. David was dealing with adversity all around him, but there was a confidence in him that most know nothing about. Hope was God alone. Is our hope in God alone? Do we trust in God in our outcome completely? Do we praise God when things are working perfectly? Do we praise God when things aren't working fast enough for our liking? In David's trial, he had confidence in the Lord that God would hold him, keep him, and deliver him. David trusted in the Lord that he would see His goodness. That special confidence that he had sustained him. It only comes from trusting in the Lord and being alone with Him in prayer. Christ, during the Passion, waited patiently through all the fiery trials and beatings when at any time He could have called 10,000 angels, but endured the punishment for the sin of mankind by being made sin Himself. Patiently waiting to displace God's miraculous, dynamis power of resurrection. Most people do like a 5-minute prayer before they go to bed or get up in the morning. But how many people actually go to a private place, get along with God? John the Baptist was alone with the Lord for 20 years. He never struggled with patience because he was alone with the Lord and trusted in Him. We must seek His presence and be still and wait in silence. In Psalms 27:13-14, David says, I remain confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart, and wait for the Lord. Psalm 62, 5 and 6. My soul wait in silence for God only, for my hope is from Him. He only is my rock and my salvation, my stronghold. I shall not be shaken. Sometimes it's so hard to be patient when we have our eyes on everything but the Lord. It's so easy for us to be envious of the wicked and start compromising. God says be patient. Many Christian women see that ungodly women are attracting men by dressing immodestly. So instead of being patient on the Lord, many Christian women take matters into their own hands and dress provocatively. And this can happen to anyone about anything. Take your eyes off the distractions around you and put them on the Lord. When you are so focused on Christ, you will not be focused on earthly things. Psalms 37:7. Be still in the presence of the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Don't worry about evil people who prosper or fret about their wicked schemes. We come back to Hebrews 12:2. Fixing your eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before Him, He endured the cross. Scorning its shame, He sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Trials increase our patience and help conform us to the image of Christ. How can we expect our patience to increase when we're not put in a situation that requires patience and waiting on the Lord? When I was younger and more earthly, I went through trials with a dull attitude. But I noticed that as I grew stronger in the faith, I would go through trials with a more positive attitude and with more joy. Don't say why this, Lord. Everything that you go through in life is doing something. You might not see it, but it's not meaningless. Sometimes we put our own selves in sticky situations. The Lord didn't do it. In Romans 5:3-4. And not only that, but we also rejoice in our afflictions because we know that affliction produces endurance. Endurance produces proven character, and proven character produces hope. As a Christian or body member, you're going to need patience as you wait on the Lord. This life is a long journey filled with ups and downs, and you're going to need patience to endure. You're going to have some great times, but you're also going to have some bad times. We need to be filled with the Lord constantly and not just rely on Him during some Pentecostals cause it to be filled with the Spirit during church service. When in fact, being a member of the ecclesia, the called out, we are to be filled with Him constantly. Every minute of every day, I'm filled with the Lord. I've had conversations and they say, you need to come to church and feel the Spirit. I am filled with the Spirit right now. We need to be filled with the things of the Spirit and not things of the flesh, which will hinder our patience. Keep your eyes on the Lord. Readjust your prayer life. Bible study. We need to pray not only for more patience, but for the ability to glorify God and to have joy while you wait. I'm going to finish up with Colossians 1:11. Be strengthened with all power according to His glorious might, so that you may have great abundance and patience. That's my study for tonight. I hope you guys got something out of it, because I need prayer for my patience. As, like I said today, I was kind of strung thin. I had somewhere to get there too fast, and it just wasn't happening in my time. But the Lord kept me from having an accident that almost happened. And that policeman could have pulled me over for running a stop sign, but he didn't. So the Lord was he must have been in a hurry too. So the Lord was working even at that. But thank you guys, and let's close in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, dear Lord, for this day again, Lord. And Lord, for looking after my hurriedness and my impatience. Lord, thank you for looking after me, and thank you for looking after all those that we know that you're watching and that you're on our hearts, Lord. And Lord, we ask that you be with all those that we mentioned before, and Lord, search your hearts for those that we didn't mention. And thank you again for this day, for it's in Christ's name I pray. Amen. And I want to apologize to Coach, because I didn't get out that email that I said I was going to get out on Sunday, but I will get it out pretty soon, and it's pretty much, what did I do with it? It's got it somewhere. Oh well. But the list is, it's going to be Alan, and then Mike, and then Forrest, and then Bob, and then Roger. That is the lineup, but I will send out an email to you guys just giving you the exact dates, and I want to thank you guys. Love you so much, and thank you for putting up with me.